Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jay. How may I assist you today?
Yes, I have had charges in 2 months consecutive on our credit card that I would never authorized. I've never heard of you folks.
Yeah, I'll be more than happy to take a look and see what's going on to better assist you on locating an account. May I get your zip code, please?
97056.
Thank you for that. And the name on the account?
It's Arliss Michelson.
Thank you for that. I believe I've located an account for security purposes. Can you please verify the address?
Yes, it's 33000 Southwest Callahan Road in Scappoose, Oregon, 97056.
Thank you for that. Now, I do show where you were charged $49.97 for the membership fee for the Factory Direct Savings Store, which
For
I'm
the
showing
which?
for the
For the
Factory
which?
Direct Savings Store, which I'm showing
No,
being a member gets you a $125 gift card to the best.
we've never signed up for anything like that. First of all, I never charge anything on this particular credit card, and I've never heard of you, nor would I have paid for anything like that. So I need to be credited for those 2 months, or maybe it's 3 by now.
And now I'm showing that initially you were charged $7.45 back on the 26th of October for the Ultra Bar Power Saver shipping cost for that welcome gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store membership, ma'am.
Wait. $7.45 for what?
For the Ultra Bar Power Saving.
Oh, well, yeah, if it's what I'm thinking of, yes, but there was nothing contingent to that that I had to do what you're saying here. I want that credited, or the whole thing credited. As far as that goes, I'll send it back because I did not authorize that.
And now I will cancel out the account so that there won't be any future charges. And at this time, the account is closed. Now, would I be able to do back off the January 14th charge? I'd be able to do a credit back of 1924 that would credit back to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
No. The whole thing should be credited. The 2 months previous, and now you say there's a third one. That all needs to be credited.
Well, ma'am, because you would still have access to that $125 gift card that they had sent you out each month for that membership charge, we wouldn't be able to do a full refund off that charge.
I did not see receive a gift card.
But let me
Absolutely
ask
not.
my supervisor to see if there's anything else I can do off that charge. Hold on. Okay, ma'am, I do apologize about that. Wait, I did speak to my supervisor, and she did say the most the system would allow me to credit back off that January 14th charge would be a credit of $25 that would credit back to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
yes, the whole 3 months needs to be credited back. That is terrible that you would do that. There was nothing indicated that I owed anything from there, only the shipping charge.
Ma'am, these terms and conditions were provided on the site at the time of purchase, where you did have to check the box on the order form stating that you had read and agreed to those terms and conditions
No,
and privacy policy for the order to process through.
that's really a scam. Go ahead and credit what you said you would. In the meantime, I'm going to do something more about it. Thank you.
Okay, you will show the credit of $25 crediting back to the account within 3 to 5 business days. And the account is closed so that there won't be any future charges. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Not at this time. I'll take it from there.
And thank you for calling customer support and have a good day. Bye-bye.